This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Bob Bua, the new athletic director at Peabody High School. Bob, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Bill. I'm very excited to be taking over.
So you're taking over from the legendary Phil Sheridan, and I guess some thoughts from you on how you got interested in the job. You've been the B-House Dean here at Peabody High School, meaning a vice principal for, say, the last 4 years, so you certainly know the school, you know the kids, you know the staff, you know the coaches, I'm sure, too, as well.
I do. I mean, I've always been interested in sports. I played sports here at Peabody High School. Phil Sheridan was my track coach here for many years. One of those things where I got into administration, always in the back of my head, athletic director was kind of a goal for me. When Phil mentioned he was retiring, I had already kind of dropped hints that I was interested in an AD's position, and it just timing worked out perfect. And as I said earlier, I'm just excited to get going.
What's the hardest thing about this job? I mean, there must be a few hard things about it, but nowadays parents can be tough at times, I guess. Scheduling, and maybe just the volume or the breadth of the job.
Well, I think that's the big. It's the learning curve. With any job, it's the learning curve. I mean, I'm familiar with the building. I'm familiar with the city. So a lot of that stuff I'm familiar with. As a dean, I dealt with parents and I dealt with students and things like that. So that part is not, new to me. It's more the scheduling buses and working with other athletic directors to get games into place. So it's really just the learning curve of transferring from an academic setting now to an athletic setting. That's going to be kind of the biggest piece for me.
So you're back, you're on the job, and I know you've got you'll be talking with Phil, I guess, right? Or you have already talked to Phil a little bit about the position.
Yeah, no, Phil, as being my former coach, has always been a mentor to me, and I know he's eager to answer any questions that I have and helping me transition here as I get more and more familiar with the position.
Yeah. And I don't expect right now you're in the school, nor would you feel comfortable even talking about these things. But any upgrades, changes, a lot of the things have been in place. Have been a lot of upgrades already, I think, in Peabody Athletics over the last several years.
There has. I mean, we had the turf field and the track was redone recently. I know, the basketball floor is going to be redone this summer. For me right now, it's just kind of learning what we have, what we need. Getting familiar with the coaches, getting familiar with the student athletes in a different role, kind of learning everything I need to learn to do the job effectively. And then as we kind of look and, to see what we actually do need to upgrade.
I'm sure you've been watching the Northeastern Conference Greater Boston League merger as a youth growing up in Peabody. You were a Greater Boston League member, I'm sure, and so on. And maybe some thoughts on that. I know Peabody obviously supported the move. And I don't know how you feel like the schedule has been implemented or will be implemented here in the months ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's great for the league. The league is growing, and any time you can bring in caliber schools, to help your programs, it's a positive. I mean, I always go back to the rivals we had with Everett and Revere, and I know Revere's been in the NAC for a while, but those were the schools that were always kind of benchmarks for us as athletes at Peabody High. And just the NEC is always, growing up in the North Shore, the NEC, the rivalries that existed in the NEC and being having Peabody be part of that is great. I think the level of competition, the bringing in the GBL helps in some sports. In some sports, they're not going to be as strong. And it's kind of getting that balance within the league to make every team competitive.
Yeah. And I know you haven't even been to your first Northeastern Conference Athletic Directors meeting yet, and I'm sure that the very next one in August will have really just a lot of nuts and bolts kinds of things getting the season, getting ready for the start of the season.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm looking forward to meeting the other athletic directors in the league and working with the other athletic directors in the league. I have a close relationship with Scott Connolly. I know I coached with him for years at Salem, and I look forward to meeting everybody and just kind of get going and you know, I'm waiting for August, you know, August 18th when football starts, so that, you know, we can get away from the desk and get out with the student athletes.
Yeah. Well, you'll have your time to be out there, I'm sure, Bob. Any other thoughts about, you know, taking the job and you know, hearing Peabody as athletic director?
I mean, the big thing for me is just, you know, just working with the student athletes and getting, you know, our coaches and student athletes everything that they need to be successful on the field. And that's what I'm going to try to bring, you know. I know what Peabody Sports meant to me as a young kid, whether it was growing up watching my brother play or, you know, participating in it myself, and just, you know, just setting that bar for our athletes to kind of reach, and whether it's on the field or off the field, you know, that's important.
All right, Bob, always good talking with you, and best of luck here in Peabody.
Thank you very much, Bill. I look forward to working with you. Yeah.
Bob Bua, the new athletic director at Peabody High School, with us here on MSO, newsports.com.